This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Foster. I'm pastor and host of the radio program Grace Thoughts. Grace Thoughts is heard on this great radio station from Monday through Friday at 12 noon during the lunch hour. Remember Jeremiah's famous prayer to God, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart."
Hello, this is Pastor Ed Day from the Revealing Truth radio program, reminding you to tune in every day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. and 11 p.m. with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. Be our guest at Truth Church, Sundays 9 and 11 a.m., or visit our website at mytruthchurch.com. Discover your purpose today.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Ed Day, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Bumgardner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And we shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." So grab a pen, take some notes, let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, every time you mess it up, God looks at you and he goes, "Where did you mess it up? I don't see it. Where'd you mess it up?" God says to us, "I don't see it. I washed the stain away. It's been removed out of your life. There is no more iniquity. As a matter of fact, my son, Jesus Christ, was really bruised and battered for your iniquity." They beat him. They bloodied him. They bruised him up so you don't got to walk in shame. Your sins have been forgiven. What you did don't have nothing to do with what you're doing any longer. Amen. It's been washed away. Some of y'all need to quit identifying yourself with where you were and what you were and start identifying yourself in Him, what you are. Come on, you ain't got to try to be a Christian. You is one. You are one. Amen. Amen. You might have been an alcoholic. You might have been a druggie. You might have been a porn star. You might have been a loser. You might have been a crooked businessman. You might have stolen money. You might have been a thief and a robber. You might have been a rapist. You might have been a terrorist. That's what you were. You ain't that no more. Help me, somebody. Amen. Guilt, shame, and the third one is condemnation. Somebody shout condemnation. Condemnation is other people in your life always trying to make you pay for what you did. They think you ought to pay for how you used to be. So they keep an account on you. Well, I know what you did. And you can't do what you ain't. They ain't no, I can't trust you to do what you're doing because of who you are and what you did. When somebody messes up, they even repent. They ask for forgiveness to try to get their life straightened out. And most of the time, it's religious people in the church. Hello. And it's the church. They just want to hang on to what somebody did and hang on to what somebody said. Huh? Well, I saw a news report on them 5 years ago. They were a disgrace to the church. I could never listen to them again. Condemnation, baby. Well, duh. What do you think forgiveness is? If God done forgave it, washed it away, don't remember it no more, and don't even think about anything on His mind, why in the world would it be on yours? And the truth is, we are so quick to ask for forgiveness when we mess up. I'm sorry, I did it. You're right, I'm sorry. Please forgive me, I'm done. But we got the memory of an elephant when somebody else messes up. I remember what you did. We don't never forget it. And it's like this in marriage relationships too. Husbands and wives are the worst because every time you get in an argument, there goes the file drawer. Right here, buddy. 1998, August the 2nd. Whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I mean, you know, that's condemnation. Somebody say that's condemnation. I mean, a real, true religion, not Christianity, but religion says it's not enough for you to repent, but now you got to pay. That's religion. Now you got to pay. Ladies and gentlemen, this your sins are forgiven not only means I'm restoring a relationship, I'm not only removing stain, but it also means this: I'm canceling your debt. God is canceling your debt, baby. You don't owe. You don't owe. Well, half the people in the church today trying to pay off a debt they do not owe. How many know this? You cannot owe yourself a debt. Isn't that right? You can't lend yourself money. Isn't that right? You know, take money from your budget to go out to eat dinner when it was for something else. Because the truth is, you ain't going to collect a debt from yourself if you get behind on your payments to yourself. And the other self that's in this equation ain't going to pay the debt anyway because they know who you are. You can't owe yourself a debt. See, a debt is owed to somebody else. You owe a debt to society. You owe a debt to the bank. You owe a debt to the mortgage company. Debt. I owe a debt. Guess what it says in Colossians chapter 2? Paul said that when Jesus went to the cross, when he went to the cross, he got everything that you owed. He took all the debt that you owed. He took all the debt that you could never possibly pay in your lifetime. Everything you did, everything you're ever going to do, he said, yeah, I know you're guilty. I know you're shameful. I know you owe me a debt. You Oh, then Jesus said this, I am not just going to stamp this thing paid in full, because if I stamp it just paid in full, that means there would be a record of it. He said, I didn't stamp this thing paid in full. He said, I went to the cross and I removed the statement of debt against you. I canceled that sucker so that you don't owe a debt. There's no record of your debt. It's taken out of your life forever. Oh, somebody ought to help me tonight. You don't owe a debt. Hallelujah. And he said, nobody ain't going to be able to find what you did because I took care of it. There's no evidence room in heaven that's labeled your sin. They ain't walking into a locked room somewhere up in heaven with a box up there with a box full of your sins going, we got the evidence. No, they got rid of all the evidence. There ain't none. You don't owe a debt. Amen. The Holy Ghost went into the evidence locker. He got a record of everything you've ever done, and it was recorded against you, and he destroyed it in your life permanently. You've been set free, and your debt's been paid. It's been canceled. Hallelujah. So when they come around, they say, you did this, you did that, you did this, and they try to put you under condemnation. What you need to understand tonight is that you received a full pardon from God the Father in heaven, and there is absolutely nothing that can be held against you. And all the evidence that was held against you has been completely destroyed by the blood of Jesus. I wish somebody would shout. Hallelujah. No debt. Come on, shout. My sins are forgiven. Now here's the challenge. The challenge of this is to live my life by faith based on what Jesus has provided for me. I got to live my life. I got to have this vision for my life based on what he's done, not what I did. Come on, amen. And I got to have a vision for my life. In other words, in heaven, it's a done deal. But here on earth, it's got to manifest in my life by faith every day. That's how come I can become a better father every day. That's how come I can become a better husband every day. That's how come I can have a better life every day. That's how come I can live in new dimensions and new levels of glory every day of my life. Because I live the life of faith for the promise of God. That way, I'm always in the process of becoming. Somebody say, shout becoming. I'm always in the process of becoming everything that God wants me to become. In the natural and also in the spiritual, I'm there. He said, I write to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven. Then he said, I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. Say, Pastor, how do I know I'm growing? How can I tell I'm getting mature? How can I tell I'm moving into the promise of God? Can I just tell you this? Most Christians never get across the threshold of salvation in their life. They get saved and they stop right in the doorway.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a minute, but first I want to take the opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship services are 9 and 11 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church, and there's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church, whether it's children's church, youth group, senior meetings, there's something for everyone. If you are new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for everyone.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Jesus said, I am the door. Somebody shout, I'm the door. People come to your house, you go, come on in. No, I'm just going to stand at the door. Well, no, come on in. I got a family room. I got to live. I got a kitchen. I got a bathroom. If you want to lay down on the couch, no, I'm just going to have fellowship at the door. No. Come in. No. We're going to get it done. We're going to stand. We'll just talk. Let's just hang out at the door. Somebody say there's more. Most of the time people get saved and they just hang out at the door. They just camp out at the door. They never get beyond the revelation of Jesus being God's son. They only see him as a savior, but they never receive him as Lord of their life. And they end up spending their whole Christian life struggling, moving from one disaster, from one tragedy to the next, always living in crisis mode, hoping and wishing for a breakthrough, instead of living the overcoming, victorious, abundant life that God's called them to. Amen. I mean, understand that when he wrote to them, he said, the reason you have to overcome the wicked one is because the word abides in you. Come on, somebody shout, the word abides in me. It's the Word that sustains us, guys. It's the Word, amen? And the way you know you're maturing in the Word is when you've been to hell and back and you've had some victories. When you had to walk through some stuff. I'm talking about being in some storms of life. You didn't know if you were going to come out the other side or not. But when you did come out the other side, you came out more determined. You came out with more faith. You had more courage. You were able to tackle anything that came to you after you come out of that storm, because that storm prepared you for what's next. It didn't do you in. You might have thought you were going down, but you didn't go down, praise the Lord. The Word of God came alive in you and gave you what you need. It sustained you. It gave you the sustenance in your spirit to overcome the things in your soulless realm that would say, no, 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 I ain't doing that. But to press through into the victory that God has for your life. Some people say, well, Pastor, that's great. I ain't under attack. Well, that ain't necessarily a good thing. I ain't under attack, and I ain't been under attack in a long time. I wouldn't take that as a good sign. Listen, if you ain't been under attack from the enemy, it's probably because the enemy don't think you're a threat. Any defensive lineman can tell you when he's playing football that if the pressure is on him, then he's in the middle of it. But if there ain't no pressure on him, then the ball done went over his head and the play's behind him. He said, well, this is too much pressure. This is too hard. I must be out of the will of God. Well, listen, if you're getting some pressure in your life, then you got to learn how to get in faith for your life and say, you know what? The enemy of my soul is not going to have his way in my life. I'm moving through this thing by faith. I'm moving into this promise of God for my life. Some of y'all need to look at the devil and say, oh, no, you didn't. And oh, no, you ain't. Ain't happening. And you're not. I got a dream. I got destiny. And I got purpose in God. And I'm fulfilling the purposes of God in my life. Amen. Come on, if you're feeling a little bit of pressure today, that ought to give you a reason to shout. It might be a sign that your miracle's right on the verge of manifesting in your life. Woo, somebody shout, I got to press in. Usually I found out in my life that adversity and opposition to my dream, when I feel them things coming at me, that's usually the indication that I'm on the right route in my life when I see that stuff happening. Because listen, guys, your friends, the people around you, a lot of your friends will create comfort. But your enemies will create movement. Your friends will cause you to get stagnant. Everything's all right. Me and Jesus and the Holy Ghost, we're just coasting along. Praise God, I'm on my way to heaven. But your enemies will create movement in your life. They'll cause you to have to use your faith. They'll cause you to get on your knees and believe God for the promise. And not just in your life, but in their life. Because you know you ought to be praying for your enemies. That's why the Bible teaches this principle. The greater the battle, the greater the reward. When we begin to live our life from this dimension of understanding that heaven has already won the war, and that every battle we face is in the arena of our soulless realm, and we begin to understand that and walk in that by faith, that's where the victories come. That's how the fruit of the Spirit really begins to manifest in our life, because we become kinder, we become gentler, we have more patience with people. We're a little bit more understanding and tolerant when somebody done got on our last nerve. How many found out they really didn't get on your last nerve because you found out the next day you had a few more? You cannot live in the supernatural and be an extraordinary Christian by just having ordinary events in your life. If you want to really move into the supernatural, you say, well, Pastor, I want to do some great things in the kingdom of God. Well, praise the Lord, then you're going to have some great battles. It's going to be hard sometimes, because you can't be extraordinary with ordinary battles. David said, I killed a bear. He said, I killed a lion. But listen, killing a bear and killing a lion never got him promoted. What got him promoted is when he killed the giant. Come on, amen. You say, why is that? Because the shepherd knew, had to protect the sheep. The shepherd had to know how to kill a bear. The shepherd had to know how to kill a lion. Come on, help me, amen? It was only when he looked at the giant, he stood up and he said, buddy, you going down today. You're going down in my life. Say something else. I dare you. You're going down. I got a sling and a stone and I'm about to take you out. How many of you understand that when Goliath stood up, Saul said he's too big to fight, but David looked at him, he said he's too big to miss. And when he overcame, he was promoted into a place of destiny. Out of that battle, he was promoted into a place of destiny. He said, I write to you, young men, because you've overcome and you've learned how to defeat the wicked one. I mean, if you've been a Christian for any amount of time, how many know there are some things that God calls you out of in life and there's some things that God delivers you from, but there are some things in life you got to grow out of. There's some things in your life you got to say, that's enough of that. I ain't moving on to the next thing until I let this thing go. I can't get there unless I let that go. I got to grow out of that. I really believe that there's some habits and attitudes that we've got to learn how to grow out of. And especially in the relationships where we have such a high expectation on each other. Husbands and wives, kids. Where we just have such a low threshold of tolerance with the people that love us the most and such a high level of expectation, and our frustration seems to mount sometimes with the people that God put right in our life to be a part of our life and our families. I mean, God wants us to grow out of some of them attitudes, some of them things in our life. The last thing he said, finally, I write to you, fathers, because you've known him from the beginning. John wrote, I write to you as a father because you've known him from the beginning. Who's from the beginning? People that are from the beginning, you recognize what he's done for your life. This revelation of his love, the Father's heart, has propelled you to the destinies of your life. You don't get tripped up on the small things anymore. Little nitpicky things.
Oh, praise him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Bumgardner. I hope you tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. I'm your host, Ed Day, and I'll see you next time on The Revealing Truth. Christ our King. Oh, praise Him. Oh, praise Him. He is holy. He is holy. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Revealing Truth Radio Broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.